outstanding. Big thanks to Black on Black on Black. I'll be back next week, Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio Valencia. Good evening, ladies and peoples. John Hill is my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific right here, deep in the heart of the Mission District of San Francisco, California. What are we doing tonight? Well, let's see. I don't have a guest, and it's not my birthday, and I think I brought a bunch of music, and I think I'm going to play it all. Hey, there's an idea. Maybe we'll talk politics because we have this election coming up. Don't vote for the Nazi. What a concept. Don't vote for the fascist, homophobic, xenophobic, malicious fuck. How about that? Don't vote for that guy. Now, if you're in a swing state, I got to tell you, vote blue. If you're not in a swing state and you don't like either, let your conscience go third party. But if you're in a swing state, we'll talk more. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Also, next week, I think I'm going to talk about ballot initiatives. You know, you got to remember, I'm a civics teacher, so I do talk about this stuff. So I think next week we'll talk ballot. If you haven't already voted, we'll talk all about that. In the meantime, you are tuned into Radio Valencia, and it is Indigenous Peoples Day. Thank you.
You know, I know George played a tape of a scientist that was checking out tectonic plates of Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth? And the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
Not a very good Indian, maybe even a bad Indian. My cheekbones aren't high enough. I don't have enough beadwork or turquoise. I do my best to celebrate November like a month-long birthday for Indians. For those of you who don't know, which is probably most of you, it's a National Native American Heritage Month, and unfortunately celebrating feels like I'm celebrating my birthday by myself. No one seems to know that it's even happening, even with all the Facebook notices. I'm a bad Indian. My favorite movie genre is westerns. My last name isn't a sentence. I'm not patient. I am stoic, usually only when I'm mad or just thinking really hard. People don't know how to pronounce the name of my tribe, and that makes me tired. And I can't and won't say prayers in Paiute, mostly because I'm not fluent. But I tell everyone they should hear our words. And it reminds me, there was this one time when a teacher used to ask me things that I didn't know or that she didn't know, and assuming that I would know, only to see disappointment when I didn't know. And shame on me for not knowing, but she didn't know either. I'm a bad Indian. I use the word Indian liberally, and I mean, I get it. It's not correct. That dude that sailed the ocean blue mistakenly called us that because he thought he was in India. Of course he wasn't. Then there's this other thing where the word Indian actually has legal precedent in treaties and so-called founding documents written by so-called founding fathers. I get criticized by my own people for using the word Indian without anybody really realizing that any word used to lump us all together into a single group is incorrect. I was told to speak in a language that everybody would understand. I'm a bad Indian. Speak good pidgin English. I mean, certainly not as good as Johnny Depp in that movie that one time. When someone tells me that their great-great-grandmother was a Cherokee princess, I immediately want to dismantle what they're saying. After I roll my eyes. But there are no Cherokee princesses. There are no Native American monarchies. And then I'm a bad Indian for wanting to dismantle their blood mess when you're the one who taught me to dismantle in the first place. Something that I learned through my genetic memory and through my personal memory. And I'm just a bad Indian. said, "It's Greg." And she was so disappointed. She was like, "No, no, it has to be Red Eagle or Two Rivers or Gray Skull." I said, "Yes, wait, no, is that real?" "No, no," I said, without her realizing my brief but generationally relevant He-Man joke. The kind of joke that would tell her that while Indian, I'm also having an American experience too. But finally I said to her, "How about Walking Eagle?" And she said, "Yes, yes. Is that true?" I said, "Yes, it's totally true." And I didn't have the heart to tell her that the only time an eagle walks is when it's too full of shit to fly. Because I'm a bad Indian. I don't know how to ride a horse or string a bow and arrow. I know you want me to raise my hand and say how, but you don't want me to tell you that. How is a Lakota greeting that it's spelled differently, not the same as how are you doing. That information sharing makes me a bad Indian. How dare I inform your misinformed ideas of my own identity on my homelands? The nerve. Bad Indian. Set the stage for this one. This one time, a man walked into my space and asked me questions about my things, and I tell him. When he suddenly interrupts me, as only a white man can, with all the Euro swagger of a man whose people were so sure of their place in the universe, their place in the world, their place in the eyes of God. "You speak real good for a Native American, an Indian, a savage, a pagan, a prairie nigger, a godless heathen, and I would be justified in punching him. I would be justified in cursing him out. I'd be justified in calling him racist, but that would make me a bad Indian, which contradicts that old saying, you know the one, the only good Indian is a dead Indian. I'm a bad Indian, and I'm here."
Tears away from your eyes. Stop the rain.
When the rain begins to fall, I must leave so long. Though I go, I want you to know. Though I leave you, I'll not deceive you. Wipe the tears away.
Gale's Ghetto Music. Sweet debut album by American trumpeter Eddie Gale, recorded in 1968, released on Blue Note. He was a member of the Sun Ra Orchestra before and after taping. He also played on Cecil Taylor's Blue Note debut, Unit Structures. But I got to tell you, man, ghetto music cannot be overstated. Just the aesthetic, cultural merits of it, it's freaking brilliant. And I've owned this kind of like, I don't know, it was like, I don't want to say bootleg. Somebody taped it for me. and it's just been reissued. I'm really excited, out on 180-gram virgin vinyl, out on Elemental Music, still with the beautiful Blue Note cover, gatefold as well. I picked the, just picked this up at Stranded Records. I just go nuts for it. It's so great. Eddie Gale on trumpet, Russell Lyle on tenor sax and flute, Judah Samuel on bass, James Tokyo Reed on bass, Richard Hackett on drums, Thomas Holman on drums, a bunch of singers in there as well, featuring as well his wife, the lead singer there, Joanne Gale, lead singer on that piece. The Rain is the track that we heard. Oh, it's so beautiful. What a remarkable record. Started off with Dead Pioneers doing the track Bad Indian. They're a really great punk band. Really been enjoying those guys quite a bit. John Hell is my name. Indigenous Peoples Day. Hi, everybody. How have you been? You doing okay? Everybody working out just fine? Are you tired? You ready to be even more tired? You will be. It's okay. Don't worry about being tired. You know, it's all about how you get the rest, though. Are you getting the rest? Are you doing what you need to do to get the rest? Come on, put your head down. Sometimes it's okay. Turn the phone off early. At least 10, you know, 10 o'clock. Plug it in a different room. Maybe have some tea. Relax. Turn off all of those digital devices and wash up, get into bed. Maybe read a book. When's the last time you read a book? Come on, pick up a book, start reading. I'm going till 10 o'clock tonight. DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet will be in rerun tonight. That's right, I'm sorry. Beyond All Limits will not be in the studio. They'll be back next week. It was great seeing them last week, though. All right, brand new music right here from Billy Strings. He's got a new record out, fresh, called Highway Prayers. 20 tracks on this one here. Boy, this guy is a phenom, is he not? We're going to hear the track. What's it called? Gild the Lily. Ouch. I'm just thinking about it. If you don't know about Billy Strings, man, this guy's a finger picker like you wouldn't believe. But he, as much as he could do some down-home bluegrass, he can also pull out the metal or, you know, the rock, like, you know, as well. Speed metal, for Christ's sake. So, but this one, it's a little bit more traditional. Radio Valencia. Diga Rhythm Band right there on Radio Valencia. Happiness is Drumming, featuring quite a bit of remarkable percussionists. Jim Loveless, Ray Spiegel, Jordan Amarantha, Vince Delgado, Mickey Hart, Tor Dietrichson, Ashim Chaudhary, Zakir Hussain, Arshad Saeed, Joy Shulman, Peter Carmichael, also Jerry Garcia there on guitar. Produced by Mickey Hart, and that was all recorded up at Mickey Hart's ranch up in Novato, but mixed to Wally Hyder's, ladies and gentlemen, right here in San Francisco, California. Came out in 1976. Yes, yes, definitely familiar. Why? Well, of course, it was the precursor to Fire on the Mountain. As a matter of fact, there were a lot of deadheads who had this album, and when they finally did perform Fire on the Mountain live, before Shakedown Street came out, you know, they paired it with Scarlet Begonias. Like, a lot of the deadheads were like, wait a minute, I know that song. I know that song, because they had the Diga record, and there it was. That's a little bit of Grateful Dead history that you never asked for. Isn't that nice? Right here on Radio Valencia. Just before that, music from Billy Strings. Brand new Billy Strings out there. New album called Highway Prayers. We heard the track Gild the Lily. John Hell's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights. Here deep in the heart of the Mission District of San Francisco, California. Always a pleasure to be here with you. What am I supposed to say? Oh, that's right. I was telling you earlier that, unfortunately, and I'm always saddened by this, we won't be having DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet in. It will be in rerun. But I can tell you that Rising Sun Center for Opportunity is a nonprofit organization offering programs that provide youth and adults with training and experience and sustainable career pathways, with a special emphasis on training women and the formerly incarcerated for careers in the building trades. Rising Sun Center for Opportunity also provides environmental education to low-income youth. For more details, see risingsunup.org, risingsunup, that's O-P-P, .org. Yeah, you know me. John Hell, go until 10 o'clock tonight. Thanks so much for being with me. Hit me up on the Radio Valencia website. We have a Chatterbox, or even on the app. We got a little Chatterbox there. You can say, hi, John Hell. How's everything going? Somebody did already. How delightful. That's K-Rob. It's K-Rob. He's saying, hey, K-Rob, I miss you. Hope everything's going well with you. Delightful guy on Thursday nights. All right, let's get back to the music. This one right here. Oh, brand new Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. We're going to hear Song of the Lake off of Wild God. Radio Valencia.
On the shore of the lake, the old man sat and watched a woman bathing. Golden touch, the light was such that the moment was worth saving. And he sang the song of the lake, the song of the lake. And all the king's horses and oh, never mind, never mind. And he knew that he would dissolve if he followed her into the lake. But he also knew that if he remained upon the shore, he would in time evaporate. He sang the song of the lake, the song of the lake. And all the king's horses on, never mind, never mind. Such as described in the ancient scrolls, still he felt the drag of hell upon his old and mortal soul. And he sang the song of the lake, then all the king's horses, oh Lord, never mind, never mind. For every evil under the sun, if there be one, for there's either a remedy, or there is none. And if there is none, never mind, never mind. Never mind, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind, never mind, never mind. horses and all the king's men couldn't put us back together again. Oh, my darling, well, where we'll be right back.
and she'll tell you what to find it. Black silk stocking, black silk stocking. And when she is not talking, be sure she wants some rocking. Black silk stocking, black silk stocking. Interrupting, you're best to keep on walking. Black silk stalking, black silk stalking. You think she's going to leave you, but she's only one to see you in her black silk stalking, black silk stalking. Lure investigation, her spell is captivating. Black silk stalking, black silk stalking. Can we flash, flash, please stop smoking. Black silk stalking, black silk stalking. Oh baby, no one's loving you after generation. Black silk stalking, black silk stalking. Oh baby, baby, no one's loving you after generation. Black silk stalking, black silk stalking. We'll be right back.
about some Django Reinhardt right here on Radio Valencia from 1938. Doing a Gershwin tune there, I Got Rhythm, featuring Larry Adler on the harmonica. And the great Django Reinhardt there just strumming away. How's he make it look so easy? Come on, man. Come on, Django. Before that, some music out of Germany. From 1977, the band is called Charisma, Chinese restaurant, the name of the LP. Charisma, originally spelled C-H-R-I-S-M-A. Then they got rid of the C-H, they switched it to K, but this was the early version. We heard the track Black Silk Stockings, 1977. Before that, from My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, from 1981, some Brian Eno and David Byrne there with Regiment. Started off the set with brand new music there from Nick Cave of the Bad Seeds. Wild God, the name of the album. Song of the Lake, the track there on tour now of Europe. I got my tickets, though, for May at the Bill Graham Civic here in San Francisco. How about you? I love it. I am very thrilled to be here. John Hell, that's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights on Radio Valencia, deep in the heart of the Mission District. I got to say, it is such a delight to be doing this. You know, I do it, you know, for a long time, and I never take it for granted. I really love playing this stuff for you. I think we all have a good time, and I strongly encourage you to check out other radio shows here on Radio Valencia. This is the kind of place where, honestly, you know, the DJs are curating all their own shows. Spotify doesn't even step foot in our neighborhood, for Christ's sakes. We're having a really good time doing it, and there's a really great lineup of shows on Wednesdays, but, you know, starting in the morning, we got Mike, man, and Mike Raffone doing the LP Lounge from 10 a.m. to noon. It's a great way to get your late morning going. You know, he brings every genre, and he brings every medium with him. 10 a.m. to noon, the LP Lounge. But into the evenings, I want you to check out Bughouse Square from 6 to 8. Very eclectic. And then Claudia and the Loaf. And they are on from 8 to 10. So they're on the same slot I'm on tomorrow night. Punk, funk, psych, prog, soul, blues. Lots of themes. They'll bring in friends who are musicians to play stuff. So Tuesdays are a lot of fun here on Radio Valencia. So check us out throughout the day. Just, you know, if you don't have our app, please, you know, go grab it. Go grab the app. I think it's totally worth your time. I'm going till 10. Lots of new music for you, including this one right here. I didn't even mean to do this, but I am wearing a Melvin shirt tonight. It's not even a Friday. What the hell, dude? But their drummer, Dale Crover, has out his third solo LP called Glossolalia. Did you know that's an instrument, by the way? I'm actually going to play the title track right here featuring Tom Waits on Glossolalia. Dale Crover, Radio Valencia.
We'll be right back.
From 2014, title track from Black Moon Spell. How is it possible that was 10 years ago already? I just bought this album. I still have the cellophane on it. What the hell? That's ridiculous. Ty Siegel plays drums somewhere on that record. Yeah, not sure what track. Just before that, new music from Dale Crover, drummer from the Melvins, having his third solo effort out. He is a fine songwriter and guitar player. Singer in his own right. That's out on Joyful Noise. Glossolalia there featuring Tom Waits playing the Glossolalia. What do you know? It's very exciting stuff. John Hill's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio Monday nights.
Monday.
Here in San Francisco. Hey, celebrating 100 plus years now. The League of Women Voters was established in 1920, 6 months before women gained the right to vote. The League today works to facilitate access to the ballot by registering voters, defending voter rights, and providing education about government policy, community planning, and civic life. The League of Women Voters of the Bay Area published the Bay Area Monitor magazine and are based in Oakland. Phone 510-839-1608 or visit bayareamonitor.org. Bay Area Monitor, that's T-O-R, .O-R-G. Tell them John Hill sent you. The Jesus Lizard have a new album out. It's called Rack. It sounds like early Jesus Lizard, which is good. I like that. I mean, they just haven't moved the needle, but it's great. It's the original lineup. I think it rocks pretty damn hard. And why the hell not? So I think Steve Albini would be proud. We're going to listen to a track here called Grind on Radio Valencia.
Yeah. about Jerry? Did you hear about Jerry? Did you hear about Jerry? Great God Almighty was the working man's friend. Did you hear about Jerry?
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 I gotta pull this timber before the sun go down. Get across that river before the boss come round. Drag it on down that